Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how many gun control laws they pass, if they don't protect the children in the schools, at the site, at the school itself, it doesn't mean a damn thing. Because you can always get a gun in this country. Almost on any street corner. You know, if you got $100, $150, whatever it is, you can buy a gun, be it on the phony market, or, you know, the black market, whatever you want to call it, who are addicted, and they'll sell anything to get money to buy the substance. So while the Democrats, I just heard it on the news, are pushing supposedly to pass gun control measures, most likely the Republicans will water it down tremendously, or even knock it down entirely. Who knows? I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. While they're arguing over this gun business, because they're all conflicted, a lot of them get money from the gun people and the Rifle Association. So you're never going to stop guns. Now, what do you do with the police officer, let's say, who's inside the school? You take his gun away? You know? Or you allow him to carry the gun. Now there you have a danger there. Somebody grab it and start shooting. So the protection has to stay outside the school. And that's what our idea does. A firearm dog trained to detect if someone is carrying a weapon. And immediately in the door, a detector, metal detector, that someone has to clear when they come in. So there's the whole thing, in my mind. I mean, knowing the value of dogs and having been made safe by dogs all my life, dogs that can determine danger. You know, dogs. The right dog has a very, very brilliant mind to determine danger. And that's exactly what this is. The dog's going to let you know that there's danger here, and then that's the person. You know, they're going to direct you toward the person, and you got to act quick. You got to grab them and search them. I mean, if the dog is wrong, which, you know, no animal is perfect. But it's better than nothing. I'd rather have the dog be wrong and the children safe.
That's true.
You know,
good evening.
And apologize. I mean, you may have to relax certain regulations in certain states to do this.
Yeah.
But whatever it takes, it has to be done.
That's true.
And the first thing these politicians should have done was make sure of measures at the school itself. Now you got let's say you got a couple of cops outside the school. All right. You got, and let's assume you got the metal detector inside the door. Right.
Right.
Now, how are those police going to know if someone is carrying a gun if they don't search them?
That's true.
How are they going to know that?
They're not going to know anything.
They can't smell a person's body perspiration or odor or the odor of the the gunpowder or
anything.
The weaponry. They can't smell that.
That's right.
I mean, they could smell somebody's cologne, maybe, or somebody's aftershave or whatever, oil or whatever it is. But the dog can pick up the firearm.
That's right.
I mean, I can't stress this enough. Dogs are invaluable.
Yeah, they are.
So the politicians, in my mind, Are if they don't protect the schools and the children with animals and officers, to me, they're paving the way for this to happen again. Because how are you going to stop somebody? All right, they're gonna go through the metal detector. That's if the school has it. But now remember, once they go through the metal detector and these people want to be violent, they can immediately pull the gun and start shooting.
That's true.
See? The idea is not to let them in the door if there's some question that they may be carrying a concealed weapon. And I don't know of any other way except through a trained dog to pick that up. I mean, is there another way? What are you going to do? Walk around with a portable x-ray machine outside the school? You can't do that. That's dangerous. They'll wind up with so many lawsuits that the school won't be able to exist.
That's true.
But with a dog, you don't have to touch a person until the dog indicates. And then, of course, then you have to act quickly. This is Open Mic on Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And obviously, the whole nation is disturbed over this. And in walking home today, came across a school bus and the people who run these buses happen to be one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Great, great, beautiful people, very careful people.
Yeah, it's true.
And I couldn't help thinking, a child was outside with what I believe was a parent, a dad, I couldn't help thinking that child had to get on that bus and had to be thinking, I believe it was a boy, in his mind, am I going to be all right?
Am I going to be one of them?
Hurt.
Yeah. Hurt or even, God forbid, dead, for that matter.
Now, in my mind, when a student arrived at a school and they see the police there with the dog and they understand, you got to explain this, why the dog is there. They understand that this dog is there for their safety.
That's right.
It's going to make them feel more secure. It has to. I mean, you can clog the whole school up with bulletproofing security, and a lot of children are going to be more frightened because of that.
I think so, because if you have bulletproofing of the classroom, they'll be like, why does it need bulletproofing? They didn't come to us. They came to the other school. But if you're thinking that it's going to come to us, now you're making me nervous and on the edge. That's what the child might be thinking. I mean,
point is, you never know where it's going to come or who it's going to come from.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I mean, it could come from the damn principal.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even the
principal
teacher.
Walks into the school.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, they're not going to check him or her. That's the principal.
Or even
a
teacher.
Yeah. They assume.
Well, that assumption can
be wrong. Oh, this person's safe. You know?
Nope.
And then the person goes berserk and he pulls out a gun and he starts shooting.
That's true. With the way this
call him a pervert
is,
or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, whatever. The way this economy is going up and up and up with inflation, people don't make that much money, and people can go crazy rather easily, you know, when they come in encounter with all the trials and tribulations.
Yeah, they get stressed out.
They get very stressed out.
What was it? Was told to me, or somebody told me, this guy, this horrible guy did this because he got pissed off.
Doesn't mean that you should do it. Yeah. What kind of explanation is that to a kid?
The door has to be locked.
Yeah.
You know? And every time somebody's going to walk in, you open the door. The dog is right there with the officer to indicate. You know? They
and
get
if it's an emergency.
What?
And if it's an emergency, say like a fire, those doors, if you have them made properly, could have magnetic locks. So a lot of the times when the fire happens, the fire bell, you should say, those things will allow you to go out, but not in, unless somebody holds the door.
That goes without saying. I mean, you do what you have to do to protect the school, you know, and the people.
But they still conquer the fear of fire and locking people in the school. It will automatically open that door, from the
every
inside.
Every once in a while, you demonstrate that.
Right.
You know? You demonstrate one of the doors, how they work, and you...
Yeah.
You know, you make sure you put the officer and the dog at that door while you're demonstrating.
And also, you tell teachers, students, never to hold that particular now it's not monitored, but it will be monitored, which is what is needed. Need enforcement on things that are value to the children and the teachers in that school. You're protecting everyone.
Wait a minute, you didn't finish your sentence. Never the whole
I know I
didn't. What?
Well,
what
happens
about?
Is that they don't. They hold the door for other people to walk in. That's a big no-no.
Oh, yeah,
no.
That door has to be locked.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
The cop has the responsibility of that.
Yeah.
Especially if you have two officers.
Definitely.
The one... handles the dog, and the other one
handles
makes sure
the door.
That door locks.
That's right.
Until the person is cleared, you know.
Right.
With the
continue.
Dog.
Yeah. I agree with it.
To me, you know, you can't be too careful.
Yeah, and if you are too careful, that's not a bad thing, you know.
Yeah. Right. But I just have the feeling and knowing how these politicians function, I have the feeling, and it's a horrible feeling, that they're not going to do anything like this because they're going to be worried about, if I do this, people won't vote for me. How stupid
That's
to think
not
that way.
An excuse. Seriously.
No, but that's
now
how
you have people's
think.
Lives. You have people's lives in your hand. That
I'm
going to
inconvenience the head of the Republican Party for this county. Let's say he's got a kid in the school. How dare you check me, you know?
Well, you know what?
That
check everybody. I don't care. You're being checked. That's what I
understand
say.
That, but I'm trying to explain to you what I believe is the mentality of these politicians. You know, that they worry too much about what
people think
rather than the safety.
That's right.
Of the situation. The same thing happened when we tried to get the head senator here in New York to pass a law to protect people who denied guide dogs. He wouldn't
do it. He wouldn't do it. He said it was a political suicide.
That's the exact word. Feeling I'm talking about.
Right. You know,
these politicians have to stop thinking like that.
Oh, yeah. Big
Otherwise,
time.
A lot of people are going to get killed.
Yeah. Until they finally
New York,
get...
8:15...
Yes, it is.
And open mic, what's your opinion? I mean, about the, we call it the dog at the door, but, you know, we'd like to hear
like
some people on it.
I happen to like that, by the way.
Pros or cons on it. 213-816-1650. And brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And the Whisker Walk is June 15th. To help raise money to save the Akita, great, great Japanese mountain dog. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, New Jersey. 609-388-7004 on the Akita line. And the email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon. .net. You want more information on the Whisker Walk. All right. In a sight, we thank Suffolk Bus. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support. And if you have any questions on the disabled or you want to know about legislation or meetings, give them a call, 631-880-7929, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. All right, let's see. Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty helps us. We appreciate that. 631-888-1186 on Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information? Call Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. All right, let's get the Able News in there before we forget about it.
Yeah.
Able News.
Hold on.
Line it up.
I don't know why it's not doing it. Hold on. Here it is. I got it.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to talk about, feel free to do it. Keep it clean and, you know, pick your own subject. I heard that the stock market fell down again, 200 points.
That's not good. Well, we got a caller. That's good.
Business news. And people continue to worry about the economy, you know. So
a lot of offices closed. That's why people are worrying after the pandemic, because there wasn't many people in the office.
Well, now they're talking about monkeys. You know?
Oh, geez.
I mean, the whole thing is so stupid.
Monkeypox. What the heck is monkeypox?
Ridiculous.
I'm going to look that up.
Who the hell knows?
I want to see what they are.
If you're not a monkey, how can you get it?
Well, no comment. Yeah. I don't want to know. Okay.
I mean, the whole thing sounds ridiculous. I heard two friends of mine, by the way, were ill in the last couple of weeks, and they got tested for the COVID. They had the symptoms of the COVID, but the test was negative. So how many more people have gone through that and yet labeled, you know, and
COVID.
Some of them died, and labeled that they died from COVID, and the test was negative?
Well, the test has
don't
had
figure that.
The short-acting tests, mostly, like the ones that are like you wait half hour and you get your results, they're not as reliable as if you send it away 3 days and then it watches the culture in the specimen and it gives you a more reliable finding. So you don't know which one they took, so you're kind of confused on, you know, what's
going on. Well, no, you're not. How about you take the long way, and that's negative, and you still have symptoms.
Yeah, that's true, too.
See what I'm saying?
Definitely.
How many people has that happened to? We don't know.
We don't know, no.
We don't know the
numbers
on
that. Well, they should at least share that with us and readjust the stats, if anything.
You know, how many people took the long and or the short and tested negative and were said to have COVID? And some of them even passed
they look
away.
At the lungs
and it was noted that they passed away from COVID, even though the tests were negative.
Well, here's the situation with that. You have other ways in which you could, like, look at, say, the CAT scan. The COVID lung, the guy was explaining it on air, the COVID lung looks typical in a certain manner than, say, somebody who has a flu or something else that's very similar, or pneumonia that's very similar. It's like having the flu with pneumonia at the same time.
Either their testing is no good,
right,
or they're putting down false information that people died from COVID when the test was negative.
The numbers.
Which means that they died from something else and it wasn't documented. It wasn't reported.
Well, I'll say the thing that bothers me more than anything is, the person died from COVID, all right, for argument's sake. Well, you know, you got a lot of people who, you know, have the opposite happen, and a lot of them aren't even counted in the grand scheme of things. So how do you know which direction this virus is going to be heading? You don't. This virus / infection, I should say, be heading.
A person with a bad heart condition gets pneumonia, and they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. I have a heart condition. If I get COPD, I can get very sick if I get this.
So it's very, very confusing, to say the least. And I think that's why people are beginning. That's why people are beginning not to believe a lot of this stuff.
I know.
Because you don't get straight answers
from anybody.
You know, and now I'll bet you any money they're going to come up with a monkey vaccination.
Well, wait a second. Here's the situation. I looked it up online. World Health Organization is now counting more than 550 cases of monkeypox worldwide. The group's technical lead for monkeypox, and then they have the woman, Rosamund is, I guess, the name of this person, on Tuesday CNN International, we actually have today a count of over 550 confirmed cases in 30 countries across four of whose six regions, Lewis said. So they, four of the six regions that the WHO, the World Health Organization covers, now have this monkeypox. What we're seeing now is really quite different. We said, given that the outbreak is happening in multiple places at once. Now, what was that supposed to mean? They have nothing
if
else.
If that's true,
except,
that means that the World Health Organization can't do their damn job.
That's right.
In my mind, that's
you know
what
it
means.
They missing stuff. And people are at maximum, trying to, this maximum view of things, they're trying to say, listen, hey, we have another ailment that slipped through the cracks, which I'm not too keen about.
The immune system is the key. And many people believe that Western medicine and antibiotics has caused a lot of this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not Eastern or Western. I'm just agreeing
over the
with
years.
You know why?
I agree with that German doctor who was friends with Gary Noel.
I remember that. Yeah.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
All right,
I think he's 100%
phone.
Right.
Yeah. 213-816-1650, Inner Sight. Live.
I have.
Up on the line.
Let me see if they're still there. I hope so. Okay, let me just check why my... Okay, here it is. Come on, open up. All right. Yes, it looks like possibly the number looks like similar to Carolyn's number, but I'm not sure. I didn't check this one out. But let's get them.
Well, let's just take a call and we'll see who it is.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, caller. Inner Sight. You're on the
air. Hello
there. Hello?
They don't want to talk.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show, and we have posted the solution on Twitter. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And
people
we've
like
also
it.
We've also submitted to take part of the money that would be freed up to protect the schools with
That's
our
true.
Idea, and the dogs and the officers. So
I also believe in another thing, that dogs could help immensely within, quote, I'm going to put this in quotations because I'm hoping that what I think is that they're going to end nursing homes eventually, with what our plan is. But say, in nursing homes, in the meantime, you have the dogs to walk around and help these other people. It would be great,
Oh, I got one better than that.
What?
How about all the people who want service dogs in the nursing homes?
Yeah.
Start
That's
training
good.
Service dogs. See, the agencies won't help with that.
I know.
If the agencies for the blind and disabled would start seeking out people in nursing homes who want service dogs, that would lead to the closing of the nursing homes.
It sure would.
You follow that?
I follow it.
See?
Because there would be independence.
Because look at it. Look at it.
Yeah.
A person has to take care of the dog. They have to get up.
Right.
They have to brush it.
That's right.
Which means that they need an aide with them.
That's right.
Help them do it. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I figured it out. That's why the nursing home don't want service dogs
in
their premise.
That's right.
Because service dogs make you independent.
Yes, they do.
And they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I had the money.
Also happen.
I wish I had the money.
I'm sorry.
I wish I had the money to start a campaign in the nursing homes to find out which residents want service dogs. Boy, would I kick some ass.
I know you would. Yeah.
And there's another thing that you can blame these guide dog schools for, because they're not seeking out people in the nursing homes who want dogs, because they're afraid of the repercussion of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another avenue that Inner Sight could pursue if we had the means. All you dog lovers out there, go to our website and make a donation to PayPal.
Yeah.
And if you know anybody in a nursing home who wants a service dog, let us know. We'll train it.
That's right.
We'll go right in the damn place and train it. What are they going to do to
true.
Us?
Hmm.
Well, what a headline that would make.
Yes, I was just saying that in my mind.
Call some of... it would get Caruso's, one of his editors, out of retirement that he told me about. David Caruso, the head editor of the Associated Press, for those of you who don't know.
Yes.
All right.
He would know what we're doing at that point.
Open mic. And, there's another facet of this whole thing. They don't want people in nursing homes to have service dogs.
That's true. Even hospitals, they won't allow you in there. Yeah. That's part of your eyes. Shouldn't your eyes get checked regularly?
Damn right.
Yeah.
You know, and your dog can tell you a lot about people.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show. Thursday night, we have a different subject. Friday's the funnies here on Inner Sight. So check us out. Friday night, you want to have some laughs and craziness. Local, I have a note.
Mm-hmm.
The right here in Sayville, Long Island, where this show is produced, the paper doll.
Yeah.
Go in there and look for the big, beautiful blanket up on the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Made by one of our members. I don't know if she wants her name mentioned, but... Under the what?
At the end of the week, they are putting in...
Oh, it starts on Friday.
On Friday, okay, cool.
See the blanket here in Sayville, New York. Paper Doll is the name of the shop.
That's awesome.
I want to thank Dominique, who's the owner. And we'll, hopefully somebody will remind me to announce this tomorrow and the next day and every day.
I'll remind you.
All right.
Remember.
Inner Sight around the world, and this is open mic, and, you know, you can sound off, talk about whatever you want. I think a lot of the business people who lost their business, someone was telling me in walking down the street, Brooklyn, Manhattan, there's so many places that are closed down.
It's true, and even in Long Island, too, Frank.
Yeah.
Near me, there's a lot of shops, you know, out of business.
Yeah.
They'll say it right there. Sorry, COVID is here and I am out of business. So whatever the case they wrote on the door, you just want to look at it.
They haven't been able to reopen. That's the thing.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
Money-wise, yes, because they lost a lot.
The government, I don't believe, has done enough to help those people.
No,
and then,
haven't.
On the other hand, you have millions and millions of dollars that have been falsely taken by people.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And now you've got to spend money to investigate that. What are those voices in the background? I hear stuff in the background.
I have no idea.
What is that?
I could look, but I don't know. I don't hear.
You got a radio on, a television over there?
No, nothing.
All right. Inner sight. Government needs to do more to help its people. A lot more. Especially
I'll be back. Hold on.
Especially when you're disabled. You know, you know that. We've talked about this many, many times. Especially this time of the month, the last week in the month, the last 2 weeks in the month, when people who are disabled typically run out of money and run out of food and have to scramble to figure out what they're going to do. So the President of the United States, the United States should mandate the agencies to have a fund, and every agency in the who serves the constituency, in other words, the let's take the independent living, serves in this county, should have a fund and contact all their people and ask them, you know, do you need any help? You know, we have X amount of dollars. We want to help you get through the month. All agencies should do that, and they don't do a damn thing. We're trying to help two people right now who fell on hard times. They're both disabled. All right, I'm not going to give you any details because, you know, privacy. But one thing that I was told, and is typically true all the time, not one agency except us has come forward to help them. And God knows they got the money, you know. They're gonna need funds to reopen their home.
Wow.
You know, again, I don't want to go into details, but not one other agency who has the money will do a damn thing for them. And I'm talking about agencies for the disabled.
You know, thinking and listening to what their conversation was when they first called me, I didn't see not one agency call me and say, hey, I have it under control, or you, for that matter. They didn't do anything for those poor people, you know?
Well, a lot of people don't want to be involved with social service. I don't blame them. Who the hell wants those people in your business? You know?
That's right. Who wants to, you know, say, hey, listen, I don't have money this year, and that my income from last year is being used this year. And then yet what the social service does is use your income from last year. Well, that's crazy.
You have to involve them in your business to get help.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be at all.
Shouldn't be.
Should just be you're disabled here. Take this. That's what it's
now,
thinking.
On the other hand, if you need dog food and cat food, we have an organization where you don't have to tell them your business. Nobody starves on Long Island.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to have them a part of Inner Sight, and we are part of them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You dial 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary, and if you need dog food, cat food, medical, just tell him what you need, and he'll do his best to get it for you. Or maybe
you know what
if
I do?
If you,
I'm gonna,
if you can go. Hold it. Stop interrupting me.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are able to, you know, you go and pick the food up. If you're not able, well, then you let them know. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Again, an example of how an agency should be. Not go into your whole business because you need some help. All right. Now, what were you going to say?
What about Gary? Sorry. He's an angel.
All right.
That's
in a sight.
Going to say.
Open mic. 213-816-1650. And where's Louis?
Mic check.
Louis should be on the line.
I know, he was
Tuesday
before.
Night.
I know. He was before, but I don't know if he's... Yeah, he's back again. Okay.
You got tired of waiting.
No, it wasn't that. Okay, here it goes.
All right, in a sight, Louis comes on. He's going to remind you about Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the funnies.
How come
and,
I can't? How come... Oh, I hate this. Sorry, Frank.
What?
Give me a moment.
I'm mumbling.
You know... Yeah, I am, because I'm pissed off. I can't get into open his mic, and it won't let me.
8:40, Inner Sight Live.
All right, I just refreshed it. Let's see. Yeah, I
And Lou, if you can hear me, call back in.
Please.
Maybe you got a bad connection over there. All right.
It's popping up with an error, that's why. I'm sorry.
Don't forget, save the children. I wish somebody would put up a petition about this. You know.
Oh,
the idea
children?
With the idea with the dogs and the schools and all that. We really
that's
need
a
petition.
Idea. Yeah.
And
okay, we got Louis through.
Gathering names to show the politicians that people want something like that. All right, we got Lou on the line.
Yes, we do.
In a sight. Hey.
Hello, everybody. This is Louis Rivera.
Hey.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we know from your number. You can't hide.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing, Louie?
All right, good to hear your voice. You too, Frank.
Aww.
Yeah, what's up?
Happy
Did you have
to
a
hear
good Memorial
too,
Day?
Yeah, I ain't going to my Memorial Day, okay, and many more, you know.
Yeah, I go to my Memorial Day, you know, talk to the ladies. You know, the love drops to one of the ladies. Hey, ladies, come here, I want to talk to you. And I'm going to give her some lemon, lime, and cherry to one of the ladies out there in TV land.
And how about
name is Connie and Chrissy.
Uh-oh.
My name is Connie and Chrissy. We're having a good laughs on the Saturday night on the public access television. She talks so pretty every time I see it on TV. Oh, my God.
Red, white, and blue love drops.
Oh, that's
awesome. Weave them into a flag, see, and put it on your head.
No.
For memorial.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean?
Like a flag, you know.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bob Hope. And welcome to Frank Perino's from Inner Sight on Block Talk Radio. Offering mic with Bob Hope and my buddy Jerry Loris. Hey, Bob Hall, let me ask you a question. You're at a gas station in the USO, and I'm talking to one of those armed forces, Army, and we got some good hosts on the stage, and then giving out the love drops to the audience, to the troops in the armed forces, and then going to have a shot of love drops. Soldiers, come on over and get your love drops. You're going to love that. I got to give them the shot glass and you can give it to Bob Hope's band and Bob Hope's in the audience. and giving out the love drops to Jerry Lewis and Bob Hope and Jack Benny and many others.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, you're going back away.
Yeah, he is. He's using a time machine. You didn't know, Frank?
Yeah, so listen.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, remember Bob Hope's signature song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, sing it, sing it.
Thanks for the memories.
Oh, yeah.
Invited on with you and give a love drops for two. I hope you enjoy my show all the time. And Brian for the memories. And Frank Perino on Inner Side, and also Love Drops, too. I give it out to all the audience, too. We love him so much.
Thanks for the memory.
That's right.
Of crap on my shoe.
Crap on your shoe.
Stepping with you.
Oh,
dancing
no.
on the air. Oh, we thank you so
thank you
much.
So much.
Yeah. All right. Hey, tell them about Friday night. What's going on Friday night?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. This is Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana. Make sure to turn it on from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night on Blog Talk Radio. The Frolics. We're going to have a great time, and we're going to do Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis, and the Swab with Pat Cooper, and Jerry Lewis, and Bob Hope, and Lori Rivera,
no.
too, and Rosanna Dowd. We'll have a good time on Friday night. We're going to have a great time together, all right?
No.
Make sure you tune
all right.
on Friday from 8 to 9. I'm going to have
I'll
a lot of laughs all the time.
Don't worry, I'll be there, folks, either dead or alive.
Uh-oh.
Also,
right.
don't forget to wear your fish stockings when you're going on Blog Talk Radio Friday night.
The fish stockings? Fish net?
Yep.
Boy, are
you
going to catch
you want
fish?
Us to wear fish net?
No, fish stocking, like you're wearing, like, pantyhose.
Yeah.
All right. Inner
Turn the
sight,
ladies
that's
on.
The television.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys, I love
Lou.
You very much.
Thanks
we
a lot.
We love you, too, Lou. Thanks for introducing
See
us.
See you Friday.
See you Friday, yeah.
Don't forget to call
yeah,
in.
I'll be ready. Rosanna are here on the show on Friday night. I'll have a good
okay.
time.
Okay. Sounds good.
See you, Suzanne. I love you.
Hey, I love you too, Lou. You might have to hang up and call back in.
Thanks, Lou. Buzz
them
out. Buzz
them
out.
I'm trying.
Clear the board. Any other calls?
Take care.
Take care, Lou. Please hang up.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep.
I think I got him. Yeah.
Anybody else on the line?
No, just you and I.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And quite a memorial.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of the politicians. I'm really turned off by them.
You and me.
Especially when I hear them. When I hear that they're arguing when people need help, you know.
That's true.
But it's appalling how they'll spend money on parades and gatherings and all that. Now I don't mind that, you know, that's all right, you know. But put the help where it's needed.
That's right. Before you do that.
At the same time.
Yeah.
You know. All right, let's see. You need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. Jimmy Bahamundi, civil rights attorney. you need any advice along those lines, give them a call. 516-783-6922. All right. Baja Monday. Check that number. I don't know if I got the right number on that.
783. I think it's 9. I don't remember the rest of it. I know it's 783.
No, we got to check it. We got to check it.
Yeah.
783-9662. There it is.
I think that's the number, yeah.
9662.
62. Yep, had 2 6s.
516.
That's right.
783-9662, Baja Monday. All right, open mic. You got a few minutes left on the show, and our deepest condolences, our hearts, our souls, our minds go out. Have you heard any word on you go on the internet a lot? I don't go on the internet. Any word on funerals at all?
I didn't hear anything yet. Maybe they're also doing what do they call it? Autopsy too. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about either.
Yeah, well, so no word on that. But
this doesn't. I have to look more. I didn't get all of the information lately.
That's got to be the worst major part of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, putting your own child you go, God forbid, into ending, you know?
I can't really imagine what people are going through, you know, to lose a child. Well, the average child in that school is what, 7 to 10?
Right. 10, yeah, in that class. Imagine that.
The elementary school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it
so
is.
That's the average.
Yeah, about 11.
Well,
10, 11.
The one girl was 10, so.
Yeah, 10 years old, who put the blood of her classmate on her. What a brilliant move, but I don't think she's ever going to forget that move.
Well,
ever.
She's obviously going to be traumatized for the rest of her life.
Me too. I would have been.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. You never sugarcoat something like that. But the politicians should have acted, you know, right after it, and doing the things that people need. You know, and they haven't done that yet. They're still arguing.
That's
very
what I
shameful.
Heard. That was the latest.
Yeah, very shameful. My opinion.
Well, maybe someday they'll wake up. I just hope it happens soon.
Yeah, we don't lose more people.
Because you know, it's bound to happen again.
Yes, it is.
If not in the school, it could happen anywhere.
Mhm.
Anywhere it could happen. As long as people have guns, they're going to use them. You know, if you're not going to shoot, you wouldn't have a gun.
That's true.
How simple that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a legal gun. People have to realize this was legally obtained, and this happened.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's what I mean. You can't stop... That's why you got to stop them before they get in.
That's right.
See.
I like your idea from the past. Remember you said kid cops? Well, that's what we need. Kid cops. You know, for police officers.
Well, that too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you could use the volunteers for freedom.
Yeah.
To
create
kid cops.
You
don't have to pay them
a
salary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay one of their bills.
They would like that too, I think. Very much
well,
so.
Patrolling.
I would like it more
sure
than
they
that.
Would.
Yeah.
You know, everything is stupid protocol. See?
Yeah, I know.
That's what gets in the way
of everything they do.
People, that's what interferes a lot of times with people's lives.
Yeah.
Stupid protocol.
Scary thing is that people are so concerned about their jobs. I know when I went on one of my jobs recently, before I became more disabled, I had to sign a whistleblower policy that, you know, anything that went on that I'm not to share it with other people, and they'll protect you as the whistleblower, a whole bunch of stuff. And I never thought that I would be looking at certain things that would decide people's, you know, income and their if they're actually going to be lasting as a
well, it means somebody's life.
Yeah, very much so.
You know.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things have to be changed. That's why we say that these politicians should be more creative.
Yeah.
You know, and stop worrying so much about what people are going to think of them.
Yeah. Best part.
And worry more about
suicide.
Saving the lives.
That's true. Political suicide, my butt.
That's such a stupid expression. It shows you an unintelligence of a person.
Yeah, it does.
Somebody who thinks like that.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if what you're asking them to do is going to help.
Is give rights.
Improve people.
Yeah. The thing that is mind-boggling.
What we
got to
deal with.
Is that, you know, they couldn't consider that something that's equal or equality. That's what these people are asking for. Equal. To be equal. That's all. And yet, they still don't allow this to happen. They tell you that it's political suicide. That is wrong. Totally wrong.
Well, you're talking about that thing with the service dogs.
Yeah, I can a bit. It's open mic.
Well, Inner Sight puts it out there.
Yeah.
You know, we tell it the way it is. That's why we have over 115,000 listeners.
Yeah, 109.
Because a lot of people like what we say.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of controversial, and I love it that way.
We don't beat around the bush.
No, we don't.
We go directly to where it's needed.
Yeah.
And that's what Inner Sight is about.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more agencies join with us in doing that.
Yeah.
But if we have to, we'll go it alone.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight,
we'll
be with you tomorrow night.
Not like we haven't done that before.
Tomorrow night on the nursing home show.
Yep. Get
ready. Join us.
Yeah.
And let's figure out ways that we can turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
I agree with that anytime.
Talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Any ideas that people have to do that?
Yeah. I say knock down the $196 billion that's sitting there that really shouldn't have been that much money in the first place. You know?
A lot of money wasted by this government.
Yes, it is.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And be with you tomorrow night. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world.
Thank you.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Thank you.
Everyone.